Federal Reserve officials meet today to ponder interest rates amid new uncertainty about the post-Katrina economy, energy prices, and federal spending. With us to talk about what the Fed may do is David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what will they do?
Almost everybody expects them to raise interest rates another quarter percentage point to 3.5%. There'd been some hesitation in the markets. They thought they might hold off because of Hurricane Katrina. But that's evaporated, and the Fed has said nothing to discourage people from believing that.
Well, why wouldn't the Fed hold off increasing interest rates again, since that's a move that would slow down the economy, and you already have this hurricane slowing down the economy?
The Fed would say to that, look, the one thing we can do for the people of the Gulf Coast is to make sure the rest of the economy is stable, growing, and avoiding inflation. Right now, it doesn't look like Katrina, though devastating to the Gulf Coast, has been as devastating to the national economy as some people had feared. So the Fed is going to take the long view and say, we have to look ahead to where the economy will be 6 or 12 months from now, and we think it needs another rate increase.
Will there be some people who see this as a heartless move, given the timing?
Absolutely. Nobody likes rate increases, and any time that the Fed seems to be doing something that's counter to the needs of the most vulnerable people in our society, they get criticism. But look, being chairman of the Fed is a little bit like steering a big ocean liner and not being able to see where you're going. And there's a little whiff of inflation in the air. Oil prices are up a lot. Gasoline prices are up a lot. That hasn't translated into increases in other consumer prices, but the Fed is definitely worried that it might, and they want to make sure that doesn't happen.
By choosing to raise rates at this time, would the Fed effectively be saying they're happy with how strong the economy is despite Hurricane Katrina?
I think it would be a vote of confidence in how much the U.S. economy seems to be able to adjust to shocks, even those as great as Katrina.
Would the Fed be right to have faith in the resilience of the economy right now?
Nobody really knows whether they're right or not. The only thing we know is that the worst-case scenario, that oil prices today would be at $100 a barrel and gas would be at $4 a gallon, hasn't come to pass. And we do know that the economy still seems to be showing some signs of life, and it's going to get a big dose of help from federal spending.
Tens of billions of dollars already on the way for hurricane relief, maybe hundreds of billions on the way. What does that do to the deficit? What does that do to the economy? And how does that concern the Fed?
Well, it definitely makes the deficit bigger. For the Fed, it means this. Congress is going to give the economy a big shot of adrenaline in the form of all this hurricane-related spending, and that makes it easier for them to raise interest rates.
How far will the Fed go?
Markets expect the Fed to go at least to 4% on their key interest rate and maybe as high as 4.5%. But one interesting thing is that there's only three more Fed meetings left before Alan Greenspan retires as chairman, so how far the Fed actually takes rates has a lot to do with the beliefs of the person who succeeds him.
We've talked about this before. Would the Fed be more likely to raise interest rates now to avoid any concern and worry as this transition takes place at the top of the Fed?
I don't think that's their primary concern, but I do believe Mr. Greenspan will err on the side of raising rates, both to prevent inflation from getting out of hand in his last days in office and to make life a little easier for his successor.
David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.